Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in the RVA. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. You know, yesterday we talked a lot about the women's basketball Elite Eight game, which Iowa won, and we wondered about the ratings, and they were spectacular.
They
had 12.3 million viewers, which was the most to watch a women's basketball game, going all the way back to Cheryl Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look at some of the metrics, just comparing them to other sports, I mean, every sport except for the NFL would want what happened there. So it beat every women's college basketball game ever. It beat every ESPN college basketball game ever. It beat every Major League Baseball game last season, every NHL game last season, every MLS game last season, every NBA game last season except one, and every college football regular season game last season except one.
That shocks me that it's outdrawing basically every college football game.
Everybody wants to see Caitlin.
Shocking.
What was the number?
12.3 million viewers.
It's a big number.
That's from Front Office Sports. Yeah, it beat every college football game last season except one, and every NBA game last season except one.
Huh. What was the NC State Elite Eight number? What was the best Elite Eight number on the men's side?
Oh, NC State Duke.
The NC State Duke game had 15.4 million.
Oh, wow.
Now, the difference is
that's CBS. That's only 3 million more?
Yeah, it's still significant. It's CBS on a Sunday versus ESPN on a Monday night.
Holiday Sunday.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
I would think it would kind of decrease the number if it's on a holiday.
But still, you know, we were talking about whether it's sustainable beyond Caitlin Clark. I have a lot of doubts.
Well, that
the only thing
not
I will
sustainable.
Say,
nobody
well,
in the
yeah,
world
that,
thinks that.
That is not sustainable. But what I will say is, based on something I saw from last season to this season, it does appear there's growth.
No doubt.
And maybe that will continue. Last year, ESPN had their largest ever audience. Now, it also had to do with Caitlin Clark.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was 9.9 million. So it boosted up to 12.3 million.
So it went up,
and
what,
25%? Maybe what they're going to do is the marketing, though, ESPN is seeing, hey, we got 12.3 million to watch this. Meanwhile, we put on, you know, Steph against LeBron and don't even get close to that, then maybe they're going to start marketing, you know, the players who will be back next year who are supposedly stars. So, yes, it won't be Caitlin Clark, but it'll be Juju
Watkins.
If they don't have the same level of star power, then people are going to tend to tune away.
Caitlin Clark only comes around once every 100 years.
I think it's more of an anomaly than, like,
I want to see what the WNBA numbers
do. Next season, there's not going to be a women's hoops game that draws 12 million.
Is this going to transfer to the WNBA numbers? Are people going to watch WNBA Caitlin Clark games?
A little bit.
Indiana Fever games.
A little bit. But WNBA, I'm guessing, I guess like a 0.5, so it might go to a 0.6.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's not going to go up much.
Well, we'll see.
I think people will check in for Caitlin for a while, but they're not going to be watching Mystic Liberty games.
Yeah.
It has to be Caitlin Clark.
It's got to be Caitlin
playing. Ways away from it.
Of course.
And it's not a shot at anything. It just takes time.
And as I said yesterday, it's that her style of play, you're not accustomed to seeing that in the women's game. There are other players who've been fantastic. Breonna Stewart is probably the most accomplished college basketball player ever, right? Didn't she win a championship every year and was player of the year almost every year?
Yeah, but she did that, but... I was never once compelled to watch her. Not one time.
I was a time there. I feel like the country was paying attention to Rebecca Lobo. I think that the country did a little bit
to an extent.
Yeah, huh? A little bit, but not like this. A little bit.
No. Yeah, this is a different. Level phenomenon.
12 million weren't watching.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of back in the day.
I think it could grow. I didn't think the WNBA was going to last. I remember we talked about this. How long has the WNBA been around?
It's
like
20 years.
It was like the beginning of our show.
You don't really know if it's self-sufficient or if the NBA is just keeping it alive. Nobody really knows.
If the NBA is subsidizing?
Of course they are.
Well, they are.
Yeah. So I don't know if it would be alive if it weren't for the NBA. My guess is probably not. Certainly not at this level.
Well, I didn't think it was going to last beyond like 5 or 10 years. So there's going to be like many of these startup leagues. And they start up over and over again. I mean, even the XFL and all these different things.
Right, except the difference is they have the NBA behind it.
Right.
So I
was wrong there, but maybe the young women eyeballs will transfer over.
Well, they have a long way to go because the WNBA, the most anticipated finals in league history, averaged a 0.45 rating and 728,000 viewers across ABC and ESPN. I mean, those are anemic numbers. Now, I'm sure she's going to provide a boost in her games, but the question is, like Drab brought up, is that going to filter over? Is it going to spill over games that don't involve her?
Probably not.
I would guess probably no.
I can't equate this to when we have Rabel in here, and I think JP alluded to this a little bit. It's not just that it's women's sports. It's just that, and Rabel's talked about this, it's changing the habits of people. Like, lacrosse is huge in certain areas, and in college, they get numbers. But it's been hard to translate at the pro level. Right. And they have exposure they were on NBC for years. They're on ESPN. Everything's on ESPN. ESPN's promoting everything. And it's not that they're doing poorly, but they're not getting big numbers. And it's so hard to change.
But that number also is very high because of who they were playing.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a combo. It was a perfect storm.
If that was Iowa playing Ohio State in the Elite Eight, they're not getting 12 million.
It's not doing that.
But the fact that they got Angel Reese and they got Mulkey and she's got all this controversy, then I'm sure it would have got 6 or 7 million.
Yeah,
but 12 was because of that matchup.
But this is a couple. This is a couple years old. But just for perspective, because this is from 2021 when the NHL was on NBC, they weren't even getting 400,000 viewers.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's not because NHL sucks and they don't have fans. It's just.
And that's a big four sport.
Big. It's hard to get change.
It's hard
habits,
to people. Yeah.
Get people locked in. To draw a big audience is really, really hard.
Yeah. It's kind of a niche sport in our society.
The Stanley Cup playoffs in 2023 had an average of 1.23 million viewers. 10% of what watched Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Right, but what is the average college basketball game getting on ESPN when they do? Do they have like a game of the week or something or whatever they do?
But did, on Saturday, yeah. On the you mean men's or women's?
Women. Did they have like like how much did Caitlin boost it? Were they getting 1 million viewers? Like an average Ohio State, you know, UCLA game?
Probably not even that many, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she is the reason it was those numbers are
no
crazy.
No doubt about it.
I mean, the stunning one is what Cakes pointed out. That college football, which is super popular, SEC games every weekend, only one game the entire season outdrew that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just shows you. But that it doesn't. What does it mean? It just means that her celebrity, and
sure,
her and her fame, and it was just the perfect storm. It. I don't know that you can
the
make
match
large.
Up.
It, I don't know if you can make large generalizations.
I would
it.
Love to see what the Iowa UConn. I think the Iowa UConn game on Friday night is going to get a similar number.
Oh, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't think
I
people are locked in.
I don't think
on
it's
going to
be more.
I think it's going to be under 10 million.
Yeah, I don't think people are locked in on UConn. It just.
I know, but
like
it's UConn.
LSU,
it's
Iowa
UConn.
Rematch
I know,
was a
but
big,
it's,
like,
it's Geno. I mean, I know it's not LSU because of the controversy with Mulkey, but still.
I bet you a dollar doesn't do the same number as.
No, all right, as LSU. I just said similar. I don't know if it'll go over, but
I think
it'll get in that 9-10 range. That's a lot of freaking
maybe,
people.
Maybe because it's more because it's Caitlin.
No, it's a Friday night though. It's the
Jason. I'm telling you, people just don't care about UConn right now.
No, but they care about Clark.
They do.
It's her chance, and it's a Final Four.
This was like the two villains. This was literally
that's true. That is true.
The perfect storm.
Well, we'll see.
Like now, I don't even know. Like who's UConn's? Who's their best player?
Paige Beckers.
Paige, yeah.
Beckers.
Okay.
And they got another kid. Edwards is really.
What's
good.
Her deal? Is she likable or is she a villain?
She's not a villain.
She's likable.
She's feisty, but she's not a villain.
The men's national championship game last year, which was UConn against San Diego State. Drew 14.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? What game?
UConn.
The national championship game last year. So similar time slot, Monday night, national championship game.
That was
UConn,
also
San Diego
that was
State.
Also San Diego State. That's not a big
deal. Yeah,
if UConn
power.
Plays Purdue this year, it's going to pummel that number.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm just
right,
giving a
like
perspective that the women's game's catching up. It went up, they said, all across the
it's
board.
It's not catching up. It's
Caitlin
a,
Clark
it's
is
a
catching.
Perfect yeah. storm.
Yeah. Caitlin Clark.
The women's game is not catching. And I'm not disrespecting
all I'm
it.
Saying is beyond that, beyond Caitlin Clark, these are just the numbers. Don't kill the messenger. They say the ratings. Now, part of it does include Caitlin Clark games, but this is throughout the year on ESPN up 60%.
Again, that's, I think it's.
I think that
it.
Some
I
of it is the marketing.
True.
Beyond Caitlin Clark, the marketing of these other programs.
But those execs know that. There's a shift coming when she leaves. They know that it's going to be a downward,
those numbers
a downward
the year? No,
trend.
She's exhausted every COVID year.
There's
and
no way they expect.
No, she could come back.
She technically so she's going to come back then.
No, she already
no.
said
no,
she's
going. No, she's going WNBA.
They have to declare by Wednesday.
She's turning down the big three.
Today.
That $5 million offer.
Yeah. I assume.
Why would you do that? Why would you take $5 million?
I don't know.
Probably doesn't want to embarrass herself.
She probably already has $5 million in the bank.
I would take the $5 million with my toupee. Yeah. I get $5 million.
Well, I would do that. I would shave my head.
Hey, how about for you to wear a wig?
Like a mullet?
No, like a woman's hair.
How much?
$11K.
Me. I would consider it.
Hey, we can ask.
Can we
ask our next guest if he would take five G's or 10 G's to wear.
We can ask because he's a baldy. He's yeah.
Spencer
bald.
Carberry, head coach of your Washington Capitals, joins us next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
How we doing?
We're doing okay.
Well.
How about yourself after taking a tough loss last night?
Yeah, all good. New day.
That's right.
That's all you can do, right?
Put it in the rear view. That's the best way to handle it. Speaking of something not as depressing as the result last night. The Sabres, they put me in the Wayback Machine last night, Coach, when they broke out those uniforms, the throwbacks. I was expecting, like, Joey Junot and Peter Bondra to be putting pucks past, like, Dominic Hasek back in the day when the Caps made their first run of the Cup Final. They'd throw you seeing the black and red unis instead of the traditional gold, blue, and white for the Sabres. A little bit of a curveball.
Yeah, I think the fan base has been yearning for those to come back, so they've sort of brought them back. I think they're their thirds, maybe, but pretty good retros.
Can you recall, by the way, the puck ringing off the goalposts and the crossbar as much as it did in a game last night that you've either played in or coached in? I mean, it was happening with regularity last night, not just for the Caps, for both teams.
Yeah, there were, especially early. I feel like there was three or four in the first period. We had a couple late. I'm trying to remember if there's been a game this year where there's been that many. We had a few, but yeah, there was definitely quite a few off the post and crossbar throughout that game.
It had to be an annoying game for you. I'm sure they all are, the ones where you're on the wrong side of them. But, you know, you're down 3-1, and then I think it was a Stromer that got to 3-2 right before the end of the period. You had to feel like you had a ton of momentum going in your favor. And then, you know, and Lindgren was making some great saves, but then it just kind of got away from you. How'd it happen?
I never felt like we were, even at 3-2, we knew the game could have easily been 6-2 without Chucky. So,
right.
The only way that we were going to be able to come back in that game and it was to flip the script and completely turn the momentum in the third period. And we knew that it was going to have to change for the last 20 minutes in order for us to at least get that game tied or win the period. And, just right from the start, you could tell it just was too much for us, overwhelmed for majority of the game with their speed and skill throughout their lineup. And then also on the back end, those guys give us real issues, Dahlin, Power, and Byram just tore us apart.
Yeah, Coach, one of your quotes from last night, the postgame, was couldn't handle the speed and skill. And if this were, say, game 15 of the season as opposed to game 74, would their pace of play have been such a problem for your personnel, or are they just a bad matchup for you guys no matter when you draw them on the schedule? And by the way, weird schedule quirk, you guys are back in Buffalo just 9 days from now.
Yeah, it's a bad matchup for us, and we got to figure out a way to change that next time we see them. Just with their, it's just not the way that we're built, so we have to play a certain way to slow teams like that down that have a ton of high-end skaters and skill through their forward group, and then on the back end with, you know, their two first overall picks in Power and Dahlin, and with Tage Thompson and Tuck, like you could see they had their way with us. And I think whatever, if it's game 1, 10, 15, 82, it doesn't really change for us. We just need to do a better job of handling their speed and skill, angling guys off, protecting middle ice, defending a lot better in one-on-one spaces, and also conversely with the puck. We have to hold on to pucks against teams like that, because if they get the puck, we're in trouble. So we need to be able to hold on to the puck and have it more than they do. If they have it more than us, usually that's a bad recipe.
All right, so you mentioned your goalie, Chucky, and you pulled him for the last 15 minutes to give Kemper some reps, because in 17 of the last 20 games, it's been Lindgren in goal, and he's been very, very good. When did you see this coming? I'm curious from a coach's perspective, because when we were there before the season, the expectations are Darcy's the main guy and Lindgren's kind of the backup and fills in, and he may be great. But when did you see him becoming the better goalie and obviously getting the bulk of the work? Like, what happened?
I think you sort of saw it probably, I would say, in November, where Chucky started to string together some really, really strong outings and became, they weren't just one-offs. Like when, you know, someone has a good game, you go, okay, you take that into account, and then they do it again. and then they do it again. And now all of a sudden it's got your attention of, okay, they're doing this consistently night to night every time they get an opportunity to play, whether that's a forward, D-man, or goalie. And I think that's what he did in November, to string some consistently really quality starts that maybe we were outchanced in a game, and we end up getting a result because of stellar goaltending. So I think that's probably when we started to pick up on that, and he earned more and more and more opportunity as the season's gone along. And then obviously down the stretch here, he's been our guy because of the way that he's played. So he's earned it.
And then how has Darcy handled it? He hadn't been on the ice since March 22nd.
Yeah, I mean, he's a competitor. He wants to be in there. He's been in this league a long time and expects to be able to play, generate quality starts and be one of the top goaltenders in the league. And it hasn't played out that way this year, partly because of his play, but also partly because of Chucky Lindgren's play and how well he's played. And he's earned the opportunity to play for us in the most important games of the year. And so he's been a complete pro and a great teammate about it. And he's put his head down and he's working hard so that when his opportunity comes, he's ready. And he can try to earn more opportunity as well and earn some more starts.
Coach, I don't have to tell you, they're all big now. So just kind of give us a little prep on Pittsburgh tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, these are exactly as you described. I don't think it's been any different for us since February of these games are our season on the line type of stuff. And so that's going to be our approach, and we're going to do everything we can to continue to stay in this fight.
As you're getting ready for the Pens, is it more scouting what they did, say, in their most recent game against the Devils, or do you go back to the game against that you just played against the Sabres and try to tweak what went wrong, or is it a blend of the two? How do you approach that, especially with all these games compressed on top of each other before we get to the end of the season?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a blend. It's for sure a blend, because without one or without both of them, the one becomes irrelevant. So we could pre-scout all day today, show them everything that Pittsburgh's going to do, but if we don't get our game in order, it's irrelevant what Pittsburgh's doing, because we can't manage the puck and we can't defend and we can't do the things that we need to do at a really, really high level. So it's a blend of both, is us figuring out what we need to do a better job of and some adjustments that we need to make, and then also blending in what's going to be important tomorrow night that Pittsburgh does at a high level that we need to neutralize in some areas that we can potentially exploit.
So I know Crosby and Malkin are still, I guess, they're two best players just based on the stats. But what is their strength other than those two guys? What's their goaltending like? What's the defense like so far this year?
Yeah, so they've got Erik Karlsson, as we know, the Norris Trophy winner from last year, as top defenseman in the league, that came over from San Jose, so extremely high-end offensively. Letang, who our fans have known for years, and he's been there a long, long time and been very productive. So the back end for those two guys offensively, always need to be aware of those guys. And then through their lineup, like Crosby obviously continues to drive their team and step up in big moments. He played outstanding last night from everything that I saw and read. So we're going to need to pay attention to their top guys and then focus on what we need to do. We're going to have to do a better job of holding on. We need to control play, essentially, is us having the puck. I use the term control play. We need the puck. We need the puck. And if we're chasing and constantly defending, it's going to be a long night for us. And so that's what we'll focus on, of how do we maintain possession? How do we work to slow the game down and occupy ozone time and make sure that we have puck possession more than our opposition?
Jason, they still have our guy Lars Eller, who we used to talk to on a weekly basis.
Do they really? Wow.
Who is this person you mentioned, JP? Where's the penguin sweater? He's now dead to me. Let's talk about our guys instead. Ovi, by the way, I think a general public coach sleeps a little bit on his assist numbers. He had a helper for Dylan Strome's power play goal last night. He's close to 700 now. He tied Sergei Fedorov for the second most assists by a Russian player in league history. He's got a way to go to catch Malkin, who's at 794. But Ovi, known for his goal scoring prowess, also sets up a lot of guys for a lot of goals, obviously.
Yeah, he definitely, I would wholeheartedly agree with that. Very underrated passer. And you've seen it a bunch of times too, even on the power play from his office over there. Like, he'll the odd time will throw a backdoor pass or a fake shot, sling it in there. And he, even off the rush, he's made some really nice plays off of sort of situations where he's right in, all of a sudden he makes an extra pass and it's a backdoor tap in for Stromer or whoever it might be. And that, I agree. Like, he can make plays with the puck, and it's not always the shot that's doing damage. He can find options and make some nice plays as a setup guy.
When he had that breakaway, I thought, well, how do they not call a penalty on that? And then Alan May kind of mocked people like me in the intermission. I don't know if you saw that. And he said, I'm sure you guys wanted that, but, you know, he just tripped over his own skate. Mm-hmm. There. Did you think that? Is that what happened? Like, how does that even happen?
What do you mean, the penalty?
Well, they didn't call a penalty on that breakaway. Do you remember?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Kind of got spun around. Yeah, I didn't spend a ton of time looking at it. Like, I think...
Did you think it was a penalty, or you knew right away, no, he just kind of got his feet crossed up?
I would say it's one of those 50-50s. Uh-huh. Like, it's not a blatant one for me. There was a few missed ones last night, like the Tage Thompson where he puts his hand on the puck. That one, to me, is an easy one for two veteran refs.
Right.
The Ovi one is a little bit of a, you know, some guys will call it, some guys won't.
Got you.
I'm curious, this time of year, obviously, all the focus is on this playoff push. But on Monday night, you were off. Did you watch Caitlin Clark? Does Coach Carbs give himself any time to unwind and watch something else besides hockey film?
Yeah, I was following it. I didn't watch, like, the game start to finish, but I was following it, tuned in a little bit and saw that battle. It was, gosh, she's special. It's, it's pretty impressive to watch her and the impact that she can have on a game. That was impressive.
And the impact she can have on the game as a whole, the eyeballs that she brings. It's really remarkable.
Yeah. And like, you could tell the LSU, they're trying to, like, they're right up in her face and she's still making shots. Like, I can't even imagine how frustrating that is when you do everything right defensively and you're still giving up, you know, a three from 10 feet beyond the arc. It's just got to be so deflating.
Right.
Well, I'm sure that's how it is when you coach against special players in the National Hockey League, right?
Like Sid
or Matthews.
How I feel this morning.
Hey, but at least you're laughing.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I know you were laughing last night, but, you know, you got a good night's sleep, hopefully. And let's just get ready for the Pens.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a great day, guys.
Yep, all you right, too, buddy. Matt.
So, Cakes, on the FanDuel to make the playoff odds. Mm-hmm, here you go.
Okay, good.
Current numbers, all right, in the Eastern Conference.
All right.
Pittsburgh Penguins, plus 560.
Mm-hmm.
Islanders, plus 200. Flyers, minus 120.
Oh.
The Red Wings, minus 125. And the Caps, minus 110.
Like a minus number there.
It's a minus number. They're not the favorite out of those three teams.
I hope they're ready for the BGOTY. That's tomorrow night against Pittsburgh.
I agree. Mm.
Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, is going to join us at 9, but that was Coach Spencer Carberry presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the heels of having Coach Carberry on the show and discussing last night's loss at the top of the show and where they are in the standings and Cakes flipping the coin, I put up our Scotty's Vodka Junkies poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland-made, super smooth, Love throughout the DMV. It's very simple. Do they make the playoffs? Mm,
had a Scotty's vodka cocktail last night. I think I'm getting a little stronger than usual.
Really?
Yeah, I filled that shot glass up pretty high.
Was it good?
Before I dumped it into the tumbler. It was good.
It's not like you. You're usually a beer guy.
I shook it up a little bit last night. I've got the Scotty's just calling my name, chilling in the freezer.
So what did you have it with again?
Some strawberry lemonade.
I bet that was pretty good.
Scotty.
I bet that was my mixer. Good, right?
And then I cut up a lemon, threw that in there for some extra lemon flavor.
You know what's funny? I'm normally a whiskey guy. I did Scotty's this past weekend for the tailgate. I just decided to take
how many bottles did you bring? Just bring the one bottle?
Oh, yeah.
How many bottles do you have of Scotty's?
I mean, I took a case.
Oh, so you still got a bunch?
I've almost exhausted my supply between self-consumption and spreading the wealth with my son.
Probably have six or seven.
Wow.
I'm down, I think, two bottles.
Why?
Out of 12?
Because out of 12, yeah.
Holy. I'll tell you why, because when my daughter goes to Arlington on a weekend night with her friends, she takes a bottle of Scotty's.
Yeah.
So I'm running out. Right, so, hey, Scotty. Hey, Scotty.
Why don't you do what I do sometimes?
Can you think
buy it. Go buy it. That's actually what's great about it.
I like freebies.
It's very reasonable.
Honestly, I would say it's cheap.
Reasonably priced.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
I think his whole attraction is that they don't have all those chemicals and all that stuff.
That's fine. But if we know Scotty, and if Scotty can hook us, then I'm going to say, hey, Scotty.
We always take a hook job. Certainly.
I'll talk about you and how good it is.
I like free too.
Why would I go in and buy it in the liquor store?
I guess maybe I'm so addicted to liquor that I don't mind paying for it.
No, we haven't done in a while.
I don't like to pay for it.
What we haven't done in a while is Squeaker's Court, like an official rendition of Squeaker's Court.
Well, I'm judge and jury in Squeaker's Court, my friend.
We could do an impromptu.
We could do. Well, can you think of something?
Not really. I just, Jason being such a squeaker that he gets 12 bottles free. Like, that should last a long time.
I don't have 12 anymore.
I think Valdez might have a side hustle in this, because yesterday he came to me. Apparently there's, and I'm not going to mention it because I don't know, but there's some cigar company that sized for me, and I can tell Valdez wants to hitch a ride with me, so he can go over there.
He is going to Kilo in a month.
Yeah,
and he wants to bring some nice cigars.
He was angling a cigar trip, right? We were going to smoke stogies together.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, he has no interest in me at 10 o'clock 100 times out of 100.
Hey, I got a proposition for you.
And then all of a sudden, yesterday, he was angling for me going to the cigar lounge with him.
Well, yeah, I'm the middleman.
Yeah.
But somehow, I would like a box or two for we're putting this together.
So I would put that as an early nomination for Valdez.
I like it.
I mean, mine might just be using Spirit Airlines, but
that qualifies.
I will tell you this. Every flight, packed. So I'm not the only squeaker. I spent thousands to go back and forth. It just probably saved me a few bucks.
The only squeakery thing I can think of that I've done recently is, of course, I've been buying Powerball and Mega Millions tickets, because I'm white trash and I'm a loser. And the most recent purchase was funded by, I guess I had hit the Powerball number. I think you win like $4 if you just hit the Powerball
number. Two tickets right there.
So I scanned it, went boop, you've won $4. I'm like, do you want to cash out or use it to buy more lottery tickets, D-Gen? And I said, well, of course I'm going to use it. I'm going to pour it right back into buying more lottery tickets. So I bought, I think, another Powerball and another Mega Millions ticket with my $4 windfall.
Yeah.
That's kind of squeaky.
What do they stand now where I haven't paid attention?
Well, one of them is like at $1.09 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know which one that Drab can tell you.
The other one's probably about $100 million.
The other one reset because somebody just hit it.
So Powerball tonight.
Yeah.
$1
billion. So $1 billion.
This doesn't qualify for Squeaker's Court, but maybe it should. So every Saturday before the tailgate, I get my liquor, get some cheese and crackers.
Top shelf liquor.
I get little mixers, and then I get ice.
Okay.
I always got to get a bag of ice, right?
Yeah.
I got everything, but I forgot to get the bag of ice.
Okay.
And I just pondered it. I said, why don't I just steal the ice? Nobody cares. All I do is I pay for it, and I go to the cooler anyway, and pick out a bag. Nobody in the world knows.
Yeah.
And so I just kept pondering. I go, why don't you just steal the ice? I mean, who cares?
This
was going on in my brain, right? As I was walking towards the door, I was like, damn it, I forgot to put the ice in. And in my brain, I went, just steal the ice.
I mean, you could go back and
so I did.
Buy the ice.
I went back, got back in line, and said, I forgot to pay for the ice.
Right. You did the right thing. Look at you. You feel good about yourself by doing the right thing?
I thought about just steal the ice.
Sure.
Just steal the ice.
Hey, I've never stolen ice.
Like, why would I just steal the ice? And I didn't steal it.
Because it's outside. You just walk right to your car.
You walk right by it. No one ever knows anyway when I pay for it.
I'm sure plenty of people do it.
I think we've all been I've been guilty of this. I don't know about you guys. Buying things at a grocery store, and then you find, like, something tucked in your cart, whether it's, I don't know, a jar of sun-dried tomatoes or a stupid avocado that you didn't put in a bag and it fell into the corner of your shopping cart. And then you're unloading stuff. You're actually at your car and you're like, you know what? I'll just pay him the next time I'm here. And then you never pay him the next time you're there.
You're not going to pay him
the
next time.
And you forget about it.
I'm just going to pay him.
By the way, he's acting like sun-dried tomatoes is just a big nothing burger. Those things are like $8
for a small item that you overlook, like when you're scanning everything. And of course, we've all been duped into scanning all of our items now instead of going to a human. Like, I'm more like, I like to do the self-scan.
I just want to go to whoever's fastest. I would prefer they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but whatever's
empty. I prefer the human.
Yeah, because that just depends on
how big your shopping order is.
I mean, it depends.
If I'm buying 8 things, I want to do it myself. If I'm buying 108 things, I want somebody else to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure.
I don't feel like scanning 100 items, but 8, 10, or 12, I'll do it myself.
Right.
So I probably owe the Harris Teeter in my neighborhood 15 or 20 bucks over the years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe I'll just hook him. Just go and just put a 20 spot on the counter.
I had a huge botch yesterday at Costco. I went to Costco and only got 5 or 6 things.
Oh, that's weird. But go ahead.
Okay. But I just needed to pick up 5 or 6 things. Mm-hmm. Got them. And then I was with my daughter and we went and got some lunch.
Yep.
And instead of throwing away the receipt, like when I was cleaning up of the food, mm-hmm. I guess I threw away the receipt of the items. And you know when you leave, you have the one person that'll just draw like a line in your receipt. They're not really, they kind of look at the items. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let me go through. Then I had to go back, find a supervisor, had to print out my receipt.
It's kind of tilting.
And do it again.
When I leave Costco,
won't happen again.
I treat that receipt like it's the Holy Grail.
Yeah, you need to.
Because I know they're not going to let you go through
unless
I've got the receipt. You cannot lose that receipt. You need to stuff it in your wallet.
I have something for you for Squeaker's Court. Mm-hmm. I won't completely out you, but we got a promotional item that I believe you within 24 hours you had on Facebook Marketplace. Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Maldives.
Does it do this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that? Oh, the...
No.
Yeah, does it do what Obi's doing?
No, I wasn't thinking of that.
That's what I was thinking.
Because those,
Does it do this?
I'm sure you did that too. But I'm thinking of a different. Maybe it was the same. It was in a box.
Yeah,
it was a box.
Oh. I know what you're talking about. No, it's still in my trunk. We have not put it on Facebook Marketplace yet.
I thought you said your wife put it on Facebook Marketplace.
No,
like
I said she was going to, but I haven't showed her what's in it yet.
All right. Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's still a possibility. But you told me I would only get 20 bucks for it.
I don't know. No, I thought there was one thing that somebody said it was worth 200.
Oh, I think those were the.
Yeah.
I think that's what that was.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next with a new walk-up song. It's Mike Rizzo, president of Baseball Ops for your Washington Nationals.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.